Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, folks, once again. Amos A. Nunn on the air. Back at you, folks. Ready to get it done. I'm not even going to do the intro music today. I'm just going to stop it. It's an impromptu broadcast. It's one that I put together kind of on a last minute, because what I'm reading today, what I've experienced today, has prompted me to ask a question. The question is real simple, folks. The question is, what does America represent for the black population of this country? What is really meant by this entity that is America, and what is our place in it? Been going over some tweets this morning, some Facebook, some Instagram, social media gone wild. I got people looking at my blog. I got people going to the website. I appreciate all the support. You can call me at 563-999-3653. Give me a couple of minutes or so, about 15 minutes, kind of lay the foundation of what it is we're doing, what it is we're talking about today, and then feel free to call in. So, black Americans, that's who I'm talking to. Black Americans. Let me explain something to you, folks. We're not African Americans, okay? It's the dumbest concept I've ever heard. We're black Americans. Shit, Negro Americans. I'll take that. The bottom line is we are here as a result of circumstance and nothing more. This country was not built for us. This country was not created for our freedoms. This country was built by white slave owners who did not have a problem expressing their desire to keep black people on the bottom and white people on the top. That is what we're dealing with. The lie that is America says all men are created equal, endowed with, you know, the inalienable right to pursue life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Now, let's take the word men. The men that they talk about in the Declaration of Independence did not include black slaves at the time. We're here as captives. We're here through circumstance. We are a nation trapped within a nation. And though our being here is an appropriate punishment prophesied by the Most High, those he uses as instruments of his punishment will also have a price to pay for their treatment of his people set apart. That's who we are. Who we are. America would have you believe that the values they espouse and the morals and principles they adhere to are so lofty and magnanimous, when in fact the current administration, the current circumstances of this country show that in fact America is a lot less than that. America is full of hate, full of racist sentiment, full of angry, raging white people that have a serious problem. Whether you know it or not, folks, we are in a war. It has been declared on us. They are actively pursuing us. I know that everyone sees them pursue the immigration agenda. I know that, you know, they really haven't been paying too much attention to this. We had a few coons go in the White House a few days ago, say President Trump was the potentially the greatest president for black people ever. Okay. But, you know, we have coons. They're all over the place. Let me explain what's going on. If you don't toe the American line, if you don't become a bald-faced imitation of them, if you don't straighten your hair as a black woman so that you can fit in, assimilate to their society, any of that not being done, and you are out looking in. But if you bald up your face, put a suit on, straighten your hair, and back them in everything they do, they will tentatively accept you. Always aware that you could come awake at any moment. And that is what America fears. I shared a video earlier of why black people are most dangerous in the United States. I expected it to go somewhere else. It went in a different direction. It talked about our economic power. 45 million of us in this country determined collectively to do something, and it will cripple this country. The number one threat in the face of all these mass shootings committed by delusional white people, the number one threat the FBI has asserted are black identity groups. What is it they're so frightened of that they have to keep their boots on our neck, never allowing us to move an inch? I don't understand it. What is it they're scared of? Well, folks, I'm here to tell you. They're scared of our empowerment. They're frightened of us rising. They see how we perform sports-wise, intellectually. In every arena, when we apply ourselves, we excel far and above what they do. We survived the transatlantic slave trade. We survived slavery. We survived Reconstruction, Jim Crow. We're still here. And they're doing everything they can to bring us under control and keep us under control, because they understand that if you empower black people, there's a likelihood that they may take over. And white people can never tolerate a takeover by black people. Part of that involves the fear they have of retaliation for all they've done to us. I'm quite sure there'd be a few of us that take exception to how they've treated us over the years, but I think for the most part we would not be vengeful, because we are not them. In order for you to fit in this American society, you must assimilate. You must back the white lie. We are suffering from delusional thinking on the part of white people. White people are in love with a history they know nothing about. And what bothers me is that they won't own nearly any of it. They don't want us to be vocal about what they're doing to us, what they've done to us, what they continue to do. And I ask the question again, what's it going to take for us to unite? What's it going to take for black people, not camps, not ignorant Negroes who decide to dress in Power Ranger suits and show off the fact that they can form a straight fucking line? These same camps do nothing to right nationalists or their supporters. And so when I tell you that we as a nation within this corrupt, vile, racist, murderous nation, I'm not kidding. And the fact is, they know who we are. There are informed white people that know full well that we are the Hebrew Israelites of the Bible. And so, what's going on? I guess that's the question. What's going on? Why the inflammation of racial animus toward us? Could it be that most are doing a little bit of reading, and maybe they have read that there's a time coming shortly that may impact them negatively? I don't know. All I can tell you is I am sick of cooning. I am sick of marching. I'm sick of praying. I'm sick of waiting. None of this will accomplish anything for the black community in this country. And in fact, I dare say the path that we are on currently can only decline. Our only refuge, only rescue is the Creator, the Most High. And we are instructed until that time, especially in this time in history, I can't read it enough, I can't see it enough, we're told to recess from this vile society. They're making it expressly clear that they enjoy homosexual activities, that they enjoy pedophilia, that they enjoy greed, avarice, hedonism. They've shown that they're hateful. They've shown that they're murderous, rapists, lynching. You can't, the expletives that I can use in describing the white psyche are endless. And the fact of the matter is, I would say about 80 to 90% of black people in this country are okay with white people. Are you out of your minds? The access all white people have to privilege is instant. These same people that grin and cheese in your face and tell you that they get along with black people. Shit, some of the best friends are black people. Do something overt and see what changes in their demeanor. It is time that we as black people in this country wake the fuck up. I don't think I can put it more directly. I'm Amos A. Nunn, the Black Fact Checker, the Incognegro, podcasting from an undisclosed location somewhere in the United States. Call me at 563-999-3653 if you want to comment, if you want to talk about what we're talking about. If you disagree, call me. If you're a black person that thinks we should be at peace with white people, call me. I believe I can change your mind. It's a sickness, people. It's a sickness of power and privilege. If we're at a pool and white people are there and they feel uncomfortable, they call the police. I've said it before. This white privilege act of calling police is nothing more than them exercising the ability to bring lethal force into a simple circumstance. My advice as I promote the agenda, and again, if I haven't gone over the agenda enough, the agenda is an acronym. It stands for the Association of Geographically Enslaved Negro Descendants of the Americas. It covers 50 million black progeny of slaves throughout the Americas. And it encourages three principles. One, separate. Regroup. Recess, retreat from white society. Get out of white people's faces and stay out. I don't care what they do. There was a time when I'd say, you know, if they call you the N-word, go ham. But you know what? I'm telling you at this point, never. I suggest never getting aggressive with them. That's not our nature. We find ourselves doing the things that they do. Stop, pause, retreat. Get away from them. They are dangerous. And they keep proving it over and over and over again. Second principle involves education. We need to educate ourselves. We need to stop listening to the dominant society that has enslaved and oppresses us as they tell us our history. You cannot be for real. You cannot be for real. Goes right in line with worshiping a white Jesus. First thing they did, we got off the boat. They hand us a Bible and tell us that this man is God and you need to worship him. And in many churches today, you'll find the image of a white, pale-ass Jesus, not Yeshua, in many churches around the country, black churches. We are suffering from Stockholm syndrome collectively as a group, as a nation. We need to shake off the shackles of the oppressor, retreat from them, educate ourselves, and then the third principle of the agenda is to commit to do no harm to another progeny of slave, a person sharing your history and ancestry. Three simple principles: separate, educate, do no harm. It's not a camp. You don't have to join. There's no fee. You don't have to take an oath. All you have to do is apply the principles. And the first thing we need to do is stay out of their fucking faces. I don't understand why the need to be in their faces. This is how segregation served us. Desegregation was a disservice to us. It congealed us into their community, into their society. And now we got black women walking around here straightening their hair so damn straight, putting a bunch of crap-ass makeup on, doing everything they can to look like one of these goddamn snowflakes. I'm trying to figure it out. You cannot be like them enough. They will not accept you. They will tolerate your presence, but acceptance, you're just wishing for too much. America is a lie for black Americans. And I don't know, maybe I'm crazy, but why don't we ask the Native Americans what they think about white people? Everywhere Caucasians go follows death, disease, murder, genocide, theft, dishonesty, lies. They have a history of being lazy, of stealing from people, stealing resources from entire civilizations, their education, their knowledge. They don't have anything that's original. Where do they come from? That's another show. I'm Amos A. Nunn, the Black Fact Checker, the Incognegro. Trying to get it done today, a little bit pissed off because, you know, I read what's going on. And I can't imagine why any of us would still want to befriend any of them. And the point in time must occur that we realize they do not want us around them, and perhaps we should let them be. I don't understand the problem. Do you feel lost without white people in your face? What's going on? I don't. It's a puzzle. It really is. So let me just explain, folks. When we are faced with this formidable an enemy, I will never suggest that we lash out. You will never hear me on this show inviting violence or any act of aggression against any person, even a white person. I don't care what they do. I say keep away from them and get away from them. If they call you the N-word, leave and never try to be out of their face on every level. Got people trying to call in. Give me a minute. The bottom line is, I don't recommend violence. I don't recommend aggression. I recommend that we do what is prophesied for us to do, commanded by the Most High, to remove yourself from the presence. Get out of her. Not just false religion. We're too steeped in Babylon the Great. Y'all are just sold on this slave religion. But just the society itself, the attitude, the values, the character traits, the reactions. These are the things that poison us. And that is what European society has done over and over and over again. I've said it before. I'll say it again. These folks aren't even real humans. They're made up people. Because it just puzzles me that Creator would put on this planet a group of people that can't stand the sun, that get cancerous, that get skin cancer. And all of this attributed to a lack of melanin. And melanin doesn't necessarily mean that you're black. You can be white and still have melanin in your skin. You just be a bit of an olive color. But when we talk about the folks that are in charge, we talk about the folks that want to stay in power. Let me just tell you something. They're not black. They have no melanin in their skin. And usually they're Rh negative. And I don't know why people don't at least look into this. Google Rh negative famous people and see what happens. As I've said before, and I'll say again, I live in a think tank. I've been here for 5 years. I take in all the information available to me. I'm an information junkie. I never OD. I take in enough information so that I can put a picture together. And now that picture is turned into a strategy, and now that strategy is turned into the agenda. And in the coming weeks, as this progresses, I will introduce more and more about the agenda community. The agenda community, an ambitious endeavor, 300 acres of land in Minnesota for us as Hebrew Israelites to wall up, secure, build upon, plant our own food, and be left alone. Here's the thing. Why not? We've tried everything else. We've tried marching, praying. We've tried riots. We've tried waiting for them to get a sense of right and wrong regarding how they treat people of color. Let me explain something to you. They will never learn. As long as they exist, they will never learn to like us. We were never meant to be together. We are together through circumstance, through prophecy, and I'm just trying to figure out what about that black people don't understand. I don't get it. You can't grasp the concept that, you know, this mingling, this mixing serves no purpose. I personally try my best to stay away from them at all costs. They're dangerous. They're unpredictable. And a lot of them are unfortunately angry. They're angry regarding their own whiteness. I have no idea what it's about. But I can tell you where it stems from. It stems from the top. Because what we have in the White House is a vile, child-raping, sexual-assaulting, lying, cheating piece of fucking shit of a white man in office. And he reflects the attitudes generally of the people that support him. And this change, this paradigm shift in American psyche back to its truth, racially charged truth, is now bubbling up. And we got white folks that are really getting bold. They don't have a problem using the N-word. They don't have a problem calling the cops on us. They don't want us around them, and so I invite us to get the fuck away from them. I don't know if you guys are aware, but there are militias being formed by white society on a scale that's been unmatched since the United States came into being. And these white folks are arming themselves with the sole and expressed purpose of harming us. And they do it under the guise of being a protectionist, being frightened, feeling threatened. I believe that they are a mad group of people. And In order for us not to be infected by their madness, we need to stay the fuck away from them at all costs. First, we need to recognize the traits that we have reflecting them. Then we need to remove those traits and then finally recess away from them and keep away from them until the Most High comes and delivers us from them as he has promised. And please, folks, don't talk to me about camps. I don't give two damns about a 501c3 corporation. I'm Amos A. Nunn, the Black Fact Checker, ready to take any calls, 563-999-3653. Just give me a call. We'll try to work it out. I don't get many calls. I've had people tell me it's really not necessary. I cover it all. I mean, I look at all the things that, you know, that go on in this country. And with every single incident, it just expresses a white superiority gone mad. I mean, these folks are literally losing their fucking minds. And it's in our best interest to be somewhere else when they flip, when they snap. Because the hate is building for no other reason that they can hate. And we are the targets. We are the ultimate targets. I'm going to tell you again. They know who we are. They've read the prophecy. Even if they don't believe it, you can believe they're taking steps just in case. Ergo, Jade Helm, 2015. And what about this is puzzling, brothers and sisters? What about this puzzles you? Why aren't you able to simply accept the fact? The fact is we don't belong here. We don't belong around them, among them. They infect us with their sickness, their disease, their moral corruption. I saw somebody make comment that the Asian nail shop where the Asians were beating up on somebody, and somebody made a note that there were black people in there praying with them, and just couldn't believe that after Asians beat up some black woman, there are black people in there playing with the Asians. Well, let me just say something to you. That's who we are. Spiritual, forgiving, peaceful, loving people. That's who we are, folks. We are the bipolar opposite of what white expression is. And I just want everyone to understand that. When you react as they do, we need to take note of it and stop. All the attributes that I see white people express are attributes I've heard described as being those of Satan, the fallen, the father of the lie. I mean, white folks lie like they drink water. I'm Amos A. Nunn, the Black Fact Checker, the Incognito. Trying to check some facts, trying to see a few things, see what's the latest and the greatest. I know some of you have talked about slavery possibly making a resurgence. Well, let me say this about that. Though the surveys and polls taken express white folks have no problem with bringing slavery back, I will tell you this. If that unlikeliness ever happens, I am probably going to be one of the first people to be killed. And I will tell you that, and that kind of leads me into another direction or another subject. You know, what's coming will require some life. Some of you may have to die before this is over. And you have to ask yourself, are you willing to die for this truth? Because they will be killing us. My name is A. Nunn, the Black Fact Checker. We're discussing the lie that is America. It's 12:30. Been on for about a half hour. I welcome anyone who wants to give me a call. Just listen to the podcast. Don't worry. I'll never run out of things to say. The number is 563-999-3653. And, of course, the subject today, what does America really stand for? Is it a lie or is it the truth? Or is it circumspect according to who you are? I think that might be it. Today, President Trump's wife's parents were sworn in as U.S. citizens. I wonder how they jumped to the front of the line. Interesting. I guess what I'm saying is now the white privilege is so pronounced and so aggressive, it just seems a prudent move to get the fuck away from white people now. Here's the thing. I put photos of history on my Twitter account, on my Facebook account, on my Instagram account, in, you know, all these places, of white people lynching black people, burning up black people, whipping black people at a post. These things occurred between 70 and 100 years ago, maybe even sooner. And any of us that would dare think that somehow we're going to now get along with the children of those heinous people, I mean, that doesn't even make sense. I don't want to get along with them. They are goats. We are sheep. There's a difference. I tell you, man. Again, how much shit do white people have to do to black people before we collectively as a nation recess from them? I keep reading over and over all the things done against us by them and wonder, what's it going to take for us to simply accept that we don't belong around them at all? What is it going to take? Well, again, the agenda directed toward those progeny of slaves calls for three things to happen. First, we separate from them. Second, we educate ourselves. And third, we commit to do no harm to each other. We do that, and let me tell you something. The fear that will spread through white America will be palpable. A unified black nation within the United States is the number one threat to white America, not black identity groups. Could be one and the same. And as you see through postings and quotes from former presidents and statesmen, they have a real worry about black empowerment. They have a real worry about black rise. I wonder why. What is it about us that makes them so goddamn nervous? I don't know. Folks, we are in a war. We are in an undeclared war, soon to be declared. And as you go about your daily life in the United States, you remember that you are surrounded by the enemy. These people don't mean you any good. People are not looking out for your best interests. They don't care about your children. They don't care about your life. These people don't care. And you're surrounded by them. And the prudent move is to remove yourself from their presence. I really can't say it enough. You know, when I look at, you know, black guy in some horse trailer, looks like he's being held in a horse trailer, and the guy driving the truck towing the horse trailer flips off the person that sees it. Black woman, middle of the night, takes her motorcycle, parks it, as motorcyclists have to do occasionally because it gets tiring, your legs and all the things you're doing. It's different from driving. So motorcycle drivers have to occasionally stop. Black woman stops in the vision of some rancid white man who evidently had a crime happen to him some days prior and begins to rail on this black person having nothing to do with him or whatever he's associated with. They have a fucking disease. And the disease is a narcissistic, self-important, privileged attitude that attacks us at every fucking turn. And the only remedy is to keep out of their goddamn faces, out of their spaces, out of everywhere they congregate, go. Keep the fuck away from them. You got no reason to be around them anyway. What the fuck for? And if you don't like it, I don't fucking care. It's ridiculous. I just don't understand it. Women are encouraged to get away from abusive husbands, but black people aren't encouraged to get away from abusive white people. Stay the fuck away from them. You think this is normal? The attack on us? This is being propagated by somebody. I think about the shootings in Chicago. God awful number of people being shot. No witnesses, no phone calls, no videos. And then there's the rumor of cops in Chicago wearing black masks, going throughout the city, killing up people, creating this frenzy. Folks, we are not in friendly territory. We are on enemy ground. And most of you better wake the fuck up before it's too late. Because America is a fucking lie. Somebody said it was a blood-soaked country. It certainly is. These folks have no creativity. They have no originality. They steal everything they have. They victimize every society they come into contact with. It's all done with some sense of supremacy they feel, which is odd. They seem to live and die like everyone else. So I don't know where white supremacy comes from. I've looked at some poor white trash. There's nothing supreme about them. But they've been told this for so long. Oh, my God. They've been told this for so long that even the poorest of white trash believes that they're better than the most successful black man. And that, my friends, is where all of this comes into play. That is the linchpin of the problem. Somehow, some way, we would have to convince white folks that they are just like everybody else. I just don't see it happening. They believe their own lie. When you believe your own lie, I don't even think the truth can get through. So we got these fossils from the 50s still alive, still think black people should be called Negro. I don't mind that. Still think black people should not look white people in the eye. They love to call black men boy. And they don't understand the 50s are over. And so are you, motherfuckers, in the short order. Thank God. It's obvious that white folks are on a path, a warlike path. I don't understand it. World War I, white folks. World War II, definitely white folks. Now you're looking over at North Korea and China, and those are white people. Those ain't black people. You want to start on a third world war. Again, if you don't recognize your enemy, how can you avoid them? Notice I didn't say defeat. We're only 12% of the population. Don't you put your hands on a single white person. We all need to just back up. We need to take 2-3 steps back away from them, turn our backs on them, and face each other. And let them go about their business. Defend ourselves, certainly. They touch us. I think that you are certainly within your right to defend yourself. But no aggression. No offense. Leave them alone. I said it in an earlier post. I'll say it again. The best way to bring out white people's prejudice is to ignore them, to make a point of avoiding them. Nothing makes them feel worse about themselves than ignoring them. They go into a rage. They get really offended. I know, I've tried it. I'm not interested in talking to white people. They take great offense to that. What the fuck I got to talk to you for? I'm not interested in your opinion. I'm not interested in what you think. I don't give a fuck what you think about black issues for sure. Stay the fuck in your lane and stay the fuck out of my face. Quite frankly, that's how I want to live. Because they're dangerous. They're dishonest. They lie, they cheat, they steal, they murder, they rape. It's all with them. And it's so interesting to see black people when they commit crimes. They want to wag their little wrinkled white finger at us. My response is, black crime is a reflection of white people. Why? Simple. You took a group of people, shipped them over the transatlantic slave trade. When they got here, you stripped them of their name, their culture, their identity, their religion, and then you handed them a white Jesus to worship. Fuck you. I'm not interested in being your fucking friend. What I'm interested in is you leaving us the fuck alone. Now, I can't really make it more plain than that. I really can't. The fact of the matter is, we're at a war. It's a covert, clandestine war. We are being plotted against. I need you to understand that we, as black people in this country, are being conspired against. And it is a subtle conspiracy, folks. I kid you not. It is a subtle conspiracy. Right now, President Trump's numbers in appointing right-wing racist judges is at 2,500. They want him to do another 2,500. The judicial system is being stacked against us. The economic system is being stacked against us. The political system is being stacked against us. And in my humble opinion, we have no recourse but to retreat, regroup, take care of ourselves. It's time to spend money with black people. It's time to do business with black people. It's time to come together as black people in this country now. Enough division, enough camps. We are one nation in this country. Trapped with a Stockholm syndrome the size of Mount Everest. Most of you coons can't help but step and fetch it. Most of you jigaboos can't help but defend them. You love them so much. I don't want their fucking love. It's twisted. I'm Amos A. Nunn, the Black Fact Checker, the Incognegro, remaining forever anonymous because I'm not going to give you a fucking target. You understand? That's why I'm anonymous, because I'm able to say what needs to be said for everyone to understand, listening, putting it in action. And the only thing I'm calling for is to fucking leave them alone. Make it pronounced what we're doing. Make it obvious that we are doing everything we can to avoid them. Maybe the good ones might talk to the bad ones. I don't know if the good ones outnumber the bad ones anymore. I think the bad ones are growing in number. You know, they used to call us the good ones and the bad ones, too. We can call them the good ones and bad ones. More pointedly and more targeted is the war against black men in this country, the war against black males. Black masculinity is being attacked on every level. We got these gay boys walking around, homosexuals, as they effeminate our male species for the sole purpose of wiping us out. You look at the news, you look at the commercials, and all of it is about mixed races. All of it involves the elimination of the black male. And the reason that elimination must take place is because of the threat that we provide to them. The threat that we represent to them. Again, folks, they see us excel in everything we put our minds to, beyond and above their abilities. That's why we dominate the sports world. That's why we dominate the intellectual world as well. Oh, you guys didn't know the smartest person on the face of the planet is a black child in England. Look it up. Everything about them is recessive. Their skin, their hair, everything. Their genetic code is recessive. It's almost as if they're a poor copy of human beings. Through study and through vigorous research, I found that the absence of melanin allows more freely the ability to do genetic testing. I also want you to understand that their kin is what they contact when they talk to ghosts. Their kin is who they're talking to when they're abducted by aliens. And you'll take note that Rh negative blood is a foreign blood type. It is an alien genetic code within certain human beings. And Rh negative people somehow are a bit smarter, a little bit more sensitive to light. Folks, listen, if you have half a brain and you look at history and you look at the effect of what white people have had on this planet, I don't know what to tell you. If you look over in Africa, all the warring in Africa is stemming from colonialism and the aftermath of it. If you look over in Australia, the severe massacre of Aboriginals has to do with the presence of white people who hunted them to near extinction. Who are these fucking people bringing death and misery wherever the fuck they go? I'm sick of them. I'm tired of them. I'm sick of looking at them. Every major problem on this planet has a white face in front of it. If that doesn't tell you they have a problem, I don't know what to tell you. My God, they murder each other in droves. Go over to the Baltics. Go over to Russia and the annexation of Crimea. And I mean, these people just kill. They love killing. They love death. They love murdering. They love violence. They love this. It's in their nature. They've taught us to love the same things they do. But they look at us and they try to say that our violence and aggressiveness is in our nature. No. Our violence and aggressiveness as black people is a reflection of you white people who taught us to be that way. Own your shit. Some of you do. Some of you do. I've had white folks on my Facebook and Instagram. They agree with me. And that's a puzzle. When you get white folks saying, hey, man, we're some heinous people, those are white folks you might want to talk to. They might have some information we don't even have. And I don't really care what anybody thinks about what I'm saying. And the reason I don't is because the people I'm talking about don't give two fucks about black life anyway. So you should be able to say whatever you feel, especially if it's the truth, without fear. They don't give a fuck about what we're doing. And this is the opportunity. This is the time that we can take now, just before this new year, if we just took one, if all we have to do is lift our foot and move it in the direction of unity and send a message to these hateful individuals running this country, stacking the deck against us in every respect. We are at war. We are at war. It is a war against black males. It is a war against us. We pose such a threat that they cannot allow us an inch of advancement, because that advancement can turn into another advancement, can turn into an overrun, can turn into ruling over their asses. And that's what they're most afraid of. They're afraid of black rule. What they don't understand is the one royal family they have on this planet, they have enslaved. The only royalty on this planet is us. That's it. The rest are tolerated by the Creator. And please don't use the stupid biblical line of him placing powers in their position. Read the Strong's Concordance and get the right interpretation of that. The fact of the matter is, folks, the only royalty on this planet are Hebrew Israelites. A people set apart. That doesn't make us special. It just makes us set apart. And when I say royalty, it isn't for the purpose of ruling over human beings. No, we have a responsibility as black people to take care of the earth. Our responsibility is as caretakers of this planet. It is not a puzzle why we are in this situation. Deuteronomy 28 tells us exactly why we have been enslaved. But it also says that toward the end of our enslavement, many of us would become awakened to our true identity. And we have been. But now we need to take it one step further. The problem I'm looking at with us is that we're awake. Now what? And the solution I have is separate, educate, do no harm. Because in doing those things, we fulfill our obligation to the Creator and Bible prophecy in that we are supposed to come out of her as we are supposed to separate ourselves. We're a chosen people set apart by the Most High. They know this, and that is why they keep their boots on our neck. They have a derogatory term for black people in every single country, even in countries where black people don't exist. For some reason, and I'm not talking about Africans. Y'all can stall me out. That Africa shit, well, I ain't talking about Africa. I'm talking about Negroes. Us. We're the target. We are the ultimate target. I'm duly aware that there are folks out there that don't agree with me. I understand that. That's fine. But I'm also aware that there are people out there listening that know what I'm saying is true. And the experience that we've suffered in this country as slaves has been, to say the least, traumatizing. And the attitude and sentiment of this country is that it is a white supremacist country. Here's the reason why. Because the active white supremacists are not being checked by those who claim not to be white supremacists. I'm Amos A. Nunn, the Black Fact Checker, the Incognito. Give me a call at 563-999-3653 if you have any questions, you want to comment. If not, I will keep talking. because it's what I do. Folks, I tell you, I fear for most of us, and it's said that vast majority of us are just not gonna comply. I mean, I look at the coons, I look at the step and fetch it Uncle Toms that they have boot licking for them. They're impressive. I will tell you that. Folks, the bottom line is we are in a war. We owe it to ourselves. We have an obligation and a directive to remove ourselves from the presence of our oppressors. Don't date their women. Don't marry them. I mean, what are you doing? I mean, is it not real enough for you? Because, you know, they never let us forget about the Holocaust. Why should we let them forget about slavery? I'm Amos A. Nunn, the Black Fact Checker. The Incognegro, trying to keep it as real as possible, hoping folks are listening. Visit the website, amosanunn.com. Donate to the GoFundMe account, keep us on the air. Check out my blogs. You know, we're doing everything we can to at least stir up a conversation. I see that we are moving in the right direction, but we have to eliminate division. It has to be done. Can't be camps. No camps. We are a camp. So there is no ISUPK. There is no GOCC. There is no IUIC. There's one camp of Hebrew Israelites called Black Folks in America, the progeny of slaves. That's it. As long as your ancestors come from that boat, that's who you are. As long as your father is one of those ancestors that come from that boat, that's who you are. Don't act like them. Don't be as they are. Warlike, violent, aggressive, deceptive, vile people, worshipers of pleasure. We know who we're talking about. If you folks don't know which white folk I'm talking about, you're confused. Some of the white folks I'm talking about have black skin. I don't know if you understand that. See, I'm not talking about skin color. I'm talking about that attitude, that white attitude. We got brothers and sisters that are white folks, okay? Don't get it twisted. You know who I'm talking about. You know the demographic I address. Themselves very plain. And it is time we get the fuck away from them. I'm just trying to lay it out there for you guys. Because they're going to keep calling the cops on us. They're going to keep using the N-word. They're going to keep appointing legislators that will do us horribly in court. They're going to keep stacking the decks against us. They're going to keep building their prisons. They're going to keep arresting us. They're going to keep murdering us. They're going to keep filling us with injustice. Folks, this ain't going to stop anytime soon. And my advice to you is to steer clear of them. Now, I'm not being unreasonable. I'm not being a jerk. I'm sure, you know, if they're civil and express to you no inkling of racial animosity, then follow your own heart. I'd rather be the guy on Goodfellas that says, why take a chance? Because they can change on you in a heartbeat. How many of you have been around white people that you thought were cool, and suddenly one incident or one word or one act changes their whole demeanor, and suddenly you're looking at a person you have never met? That's what I'm talking about. They're dangerous. They're to be avoided at all costs. And as far as I'm concerned, these Neanderthal Rh negative individuals can stay gone. I'm Amos A. Nunn, the Black Fact Checker, the Incognito, podcasting from an undisclosed location somewhere in the United States. I appreciate everyone listening. I appreciate you folks' support. I appreciate your tweets. I appreciate all of it. I don't want anything from any of you. I'm not going to ask you to join. There is nothing to join. I always ask that folks go support me on the GoFundMe account, but that's up to you. But this isn't a camp. This is an agenda. And the agenda is simple. It's a three-part agenda. Separate, educate, do no harm. That's it. No oaths, no tithes, no Power Ranger uniforms. Just those three principles. You do understand that the biggest fear, the second biggest fear that white people have is black people leaving them the fuck alone. I need you to get that because that's what's going on. That's what's happening to us. We know the brown child that was murdered. We're celebrating that today, I guess, acknowledging it. Thank God that there was enough outrage about it to change the district attorney in that area. And now I got some idiot that wants to tell me that sometimes nice things happen. I was born in the U.S., not 100% a white supremacist, but I am 100% not a white supremacist. Let me explain something to you. If you feel the need to say that, you're a fucking racist. You're a bigot. So, drop, whatever your name is, stay out of black issues. Nobody's talking to you. This is part of the problem. I don't care about your opinion on black issues. You're not black, so what are you opening your mouth for? That's amazing to me. You can't lump all white people together, just you can't lump all black people together. Well, that's bullshit, because it's done every fucking day. How do you think we got in this mess? Because racist white people lump black category. Either way, if I'm commenting on something regarding black issues, I would really appreciate it if white folks that have something negative to say would keep their fucking mouth shut. I didn't ask for your opinion. I'm not interested in the opinion of white people. I'm not looking for their fucking approval. I'm not looking for their opinions. I'm not looking for their insight. I just want them to shut up and leave us alone. Because you're destructive. You're not anything more. Go talk to the white dudes that are shooting black people and choking up. Go talk to them. Don't come here and lecture me about what I should think. That's amazing to me that white people feel the need that you have to instruct black people on how they should think. But shut the fuck up. I'll think the way I want. That's part of the problem. Most of us unwilling to come off the teat and think for yourselves, frightened ass brothers and sisters. I walk into a store, I look at a black brother, I say, hey, bro, what's up? And the dude, just his eyes go down, and he literally tries to avoid me. That's how conditioned they have us in not being unified. We're scared to unify. We're scared to come together. And it's doing us ill. We need to drop all the bullshit. We need to stop with the camps, whatever divides us. I don't give a damn if you're gay, straight, Baptist, Muslim. I don't care. If you're a black person and you share the same history as black people who were in the transatlantic slave trade, that's who I'm talking to. Because let me explain something to you. The people that call the cops on you, the people that choke you out, the people that shoot you in the fucking back, they don't stop first and ask you as a black person if you're gay. They don't stop first as a black person and ask you if you're a Baptist, a Catholic, Republican, Democrat. They don't stop you for that. So why should we let doesn't divide them regarding their attitude toward us, why should we let it divide us? We are in a unique position. We are on the precipice of deliverance. And all we have to do is remain faithful. All we have to do is to shake off the attitudes and practices and values of the folks that enslaved us. Maybe that'll ring a bell for you. Why are so many black people kissing up to white people? These same people enslaved you. These same people killed Michael Brown. These same people raped your grandmother and great-grandmother. These same people did the Oklahoma massacre. You can't stop shaking it and accept the fact that they're not our fucking friends. Stay the fuck out of their faces and let them alone. And don't bother them. Their time is coming. All the stuff that they've done, their time's coming. Don't trip. And who knows how the Creator will do it. Could make the sun go supernova. Anybody without melanin in their skin or enough is vaporized. Either way, deliverance is near in some way, shape, or form, folks. I'm Amos A. Nunn, the Black Fact Checker. About 20 minutes left. I might cut it short. I got to save my voice. I can tell you this, folks, you can listen to this podcast after it's completed. You can download it. I advise, I encourage to like it, follow it, share it. Not for ego's purposes, but if we at some point can just come together as a collective, unified group of black people in this country, it would do us such a service. It would prepare us for the deliverance we all await. I get these black Baptist churchgoers, and they talk about Jesus and deliverance and raise their hand and the Holy Ghost all through the damn church looking like a fool. And these same people, you tell them, well, you know, you're right. Deliverance is coming, and here's what you got to do. And then but I want to be friendly. We're not in friendly territory, folks. We're not on friendly ground. We are in enemy territory, and we are surrounded. We need to act accordingly. We need to group up. We need to group up as one. We need to put ourselves, and we need to wait patiently for deliverance. But I can tell you this, from what I've read and what I understand, no deliverance will come before at least some of us are unified. So remember that. I'm Amos A. Nunn, the Black Fact Checker, the Incognegro. I'm going to cut it off today. I'm going to let some folks listen to the podcast. I appreciate support, and you guys are awesome. You guys take it easy. See you on the other side.